Yeah, we're
All
live.
right. We're on. It's Let's Talk Life. Carl and I, Zach, are here to talk life in Christ. And we've been apart for a couple of weeks. I didn't see you last
Yes.
week. I interviewed Brett. That
Right. Oh, you guys did a great
was an
job.
exciting time. They told me
Yeah.
Saturday night, they said that they listened to it, I don't know, earlier in the day, and I thought, man, that was so amazing. His wife said that to me.
Wow.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh,
Brett's like,
that's
this is the first time
special.
I've ever done it. I said, hey, this is the first time I've ever interviewed anybody other than my cousin. So, hey, it's
That's
a new day for us all.
great.
So yeah, it's been a joy to talk life, and we've already been talking life for, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, probably
Yeah,
longer.
probably longer than that. But Carl, you've been across the country doing a retreat with men. Some old classmates of my own, which is I'm excited about hearing more about what that's all about. And I've been just in the trenches here. I don't call it the trenches one bit, but it's such a joy just to walk in life, and just it's amazing the connections to one person to the next, and the things that are happening right here in Southwest Florida. And just trying to soak up. There's so much information. I've been given so many resources recently, even that I don't even know what to do. When am I going to listen to all this or read all this?
Right,
And
right, right,
it's okay.
right.
Just one day at a time. So
That's right. I got a buddy who keeps sending me all these things to listen to, and it's like, man, someday,
yeah,
right? Someday.
right.
But there's one podcast that you listen to, man. It's this one.
That's right. Such good stuff. Well, one of the tapes I have to listen to is literally a tape, so I have to find a VHS player in order to even listen and watch. But I look forward to it because some of the greats of this message that and some of their training. So I'm really looking forward to digging into some of that. But in time, that's where I feel like
Right.
it's
That's
not the
right.
trenches. I can just dig into it when I have time. And as
Yeah.
and so yeah, I've connected with so many people just too that need counseling. This is part of, we'll get there. We wanted
Right.
to talk a little bit about life and a little bit about receiving
Yeah.
today. And I think that receiving word has just been on my heart because there's a lot of people that really have needs. They really want help. And I have one simple conversation. I'll just give you an example. I was working with Andre, is a business owner here of the Co-Works building, and I have an office here. And he needed some help last week. He was overwhelmed with taking out a new, lease on a building and their office space and getting that ready and buying these new machines. And needed help like loading them on a truck and off a truck. And so I said, hey, I'll help you for a day, So I just went along with them and drove the U-Haul truck. And on in the course of all that, we're over at this other building, and this other guy that I'm working with all day has really caught this message from our men's breakfast, and it's really revolutionized
Wow.
his
Yeah.
life, and he wants to meet with me. So that's already happening, and we're in the works. And then we're over at this other building, and he's the one I'm working with, and he's talking to this other lady that he knows and says, you need to connect with this guy. And so I had a 5-minute conversation with her, and I just shared with her out of Ephesians, and she just was like, her jaw was on the floor.
Wow.
Like, you're so right. I've been just trying to do this on my own, and I just need this. I said, well, if I can't help you, I have a lady that can help you, and we'll walk with you through this. And so God is just so opening up opportunities where all I'm doing is just doing life, just helping a friend out too, and helping and in the process, God is supplying and connecting me to one more person and another person.
Wow.
And I think that's just the true church, and that's what's so
Right,
exciting
right, right.
about it. So yeah, it's been a journey of a couple weeks, I guess, since we've been together. And things have been pretty quiet, I think, for the summer as far as counseling goes for me. And so it's just been really neat. I have three different adults that have adult, like adults that I know in the church that have adult children that
Yes.
need counseling.
Gotcha.
And this is where it's at, is like, well, yeah, I can reach out to them. here's my number. They can reach out to me, but they have to receive, right? Like right. I can't make them receive it. And all three people that are concerned about their kids know that. But it's just been such a neat thing that I'm the one that ended up on the scene. And all three of these people could very well bring this message to their own kids. Very right. well. Probably right. better than me. Right. But because it's their own kids, they're like, you'll be able to relate with them better. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to connect. And yeah. so it's just, it's so incredibly neat to see those kind of things happening. And so all these things wow. are in the work, and God is taking care of all that. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. So how was your week, Carl?
Yeah, speaking of receiving, right, I'd like to receive some more time. I'd like to receive some more sleep.
And so, oh, man.
Just as I shared with you, man, just I love this wholehearted message that we find in Wild at Heart and yeah. the cure and the path. And he loves wow. me. The wholeheartedness of trusting God, of being his beloved, just sitting in that yes. that he loves me, the rest of the gospel that, and so I would just say that being around older guys has been very encouraging for me, and gleaning their yes. experience and their wisdom and
yes.
and their vulnerability. Cause I also know older guys that are sort of wow. shut down. They're sort of shut off, that they're right. not going to share failures. They're not going to share, maybe things that could be humbling or humiliating and so being around guys that are just living this life out, that, have experienced grace in such a powerful way, that aren't yeah. hiding, living in the light. And I sat right. there on that first night just saying, man, this is where I want to be in, you know, X amount of years. This is how I want to live. And the next day, like we mentioned, a couple of classmates from 28 years ago. So you're talking about guys that knew me before everything yeah. happened in my life. And so, sure. you know, when I was still posing and I was still hiding and I was still living in hurt and hurting others. So that was so cool just to be around dudes, as John Eldridge calls it. Jesus was always around dudes. Right, just guys, fishermen, just guys are on the corner, guys you want to hang out with, guys you want to go camping with for 7 days in a tent, just cool guys, just dudes, and I was just like, oh God, thank you that you gave me the eyes to see. I got these guys now, like you yeah. and me every day, right? I mean, once a week we get to spend right. time with each other,
right?
It's like, yeah, God, thank you, I have these guys, and right. And so, yeah, so that was great. And just going through the Wild at Heart experience, as I would call it, of I'm just, sorry, God, what else do you have for me today? What else do you have for me, you know, this week?
Right.
And I think for me, renouncing some lies, some agreements.
Yes.
Just the renouncement that it's too late, you know, that it's too late. I just love this. You know, I was talking to someone who's in his 70s, and I said to him, your best days are still ahead. I wasn't lying to him. Like, right. I'm letting him know God still has something for you. Like, amen. There's something still beautiful on the other side of this, you know, as one pastor wow. said, what's on the other side of trust? What's on the other side of trust? On the other side of this, I'm trusting you, Father, that this isn't the worst of my life, that there's something better for me.
Right.
And so just that idea that it's too late, or that I'm tapping out, or the agreements that I'm not a man, or I'm not a full man. And so just, yeah. So there's some really cool wholeheartedness that the Father was speaking into me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have any thoughts on
it's awesome. That. Yeah. I mean, man, just going back to that receiving bit, I mean, I think that you're so right about, you give it so many years. It's not even just the old guys. Like, it was us, right? Like, there's a yeah. point to where you're just yeah. like, oh, I've been so disappointed and so hurt.
Right.
That I can't possibly. That's why we just would, you know, hear something and just be like, no, I mean, not ready for that. I can't do that. We're so closed off to receiving even love from other people. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's at the crux of it all. I think that's why that He Loves Me book really, really resonates with me. And I'm going through Galatians right now and just reading Frank Friedman, John Russin have a Galatians commentary. And these commentaries are not like the Bible college commentaries that you would have read. You know, these it's like you can tell it's like written to an audience of people that genuinely just it's not just a knowledge about the Bible. It's like, right. let's dig in. What does this right. look like for
yeah.
us?
Yeah.
And this is where this receiving bit even comes from, because I saw Frank post something on it recently. And at the same time, I was reading through his commentary and just thinking, man, and that's what, I don't know who else I was talking to. I was talking to somebody about, I was sharing the podcast for, of course, I already gave them my Resolute Hope, which is these guys, Frank yes. and John. And then I shared with them when Bill Thrall came out with his one, the Living Influence one. And I sent this guy that one, and he just wrote back to me, man. And I think you said this similarly. He's like, just these older generations of guys that just, he labeled it as they just get it. They get it.
Right.
And it's like, it is. It's like this wealth of knowledge, I think is how you stated it. And just to not just have those as resources, but also like a Wayne Jacobson, who like you and I could actually just call up.
Yeah.
Like I just emailed him this yeah. last week.
Yeah.
and he right. responds to me and right. gives me like, you know, this is how it is. This is what it looks like. This is, you know, here's my experience. And it's like, he's not telling me that to say, do what I did. He's just saying, this is the experience. This is the difficulty of doing this or that. And
right.
so it's just so neat to hear from him. Yeah. Same thing. I have access to be able to connect with people like Frank Friedman, you know, who's going through a lot of stuff and a lot of health issues. And he's diagnosed with a cancer of some form. I forget what it was exactly.
Mm.
So, you know, in the midst even of all of that, it's so neat just to see him be able to just post and say, you know, this is the time for me just to step into truly trusting right. the one who has right. me, you know?
Right. And let's go back to that word receive, right? So,
yeah.
So here I am thinking, all right, well, some of these guys have been walking in this wholehearted message a little yeah. bit longer than me, some shorter than me, depending on, you know, does
right.
has nothing to do with age. And so the question yeah. is, will they be open to receiving? Will we be open yes. to it? You know, I think one of the things that the rest of the gospel says is the part that God's wanting from us is to be willing. To be yeah. willing. It's like an open posture to receive. And there's
right.
so many stumbling blocks
yes.
to this posture.
Yes.
So many stumbling blocks. But what I loved is that these right. guys, they risked vulnerability with each other. They took a risk of trusting God right. and others with themselves.
Right.
And yep. and I think that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
But it starts with the posture of receiving.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And it is like a risk, because there is a potential.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not even a potential. There is a reality that eventually you're going to be hurt by people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Because we're all human, right?
Right.
So like we're all going to fail each other at some point, disappoint each other, say the wrong things. You stick your foot in your mouth sometimes, and you just like I'm not even ready to stand up there and preach, because I feel like, boy, I'm just going to all of a sudden get into the same mode and just throw out these things. And it's like, but I am ready. I just and I have the blessing and the honor of being I'm leading all the music, just me and my guitar on Sunday at church.
Oh man,
Pastor Brett asked me to do.
I love
and it's
it.
Like. And I'm not nervous about that kind of stuff, because it's just like, you know, I can just come with an authentic. And the reason yeah. he asked me is because Saturday night I did that with just out on the beach, undercover there at the beach.
Yeah.
And we just played some music, and Andre actually shared a word. And I came that night prepared to just bring one song. I was just going to share this one song to kind of close out that time.
Yeah.
And that's not at all how it went. You know, I spent 20 minutes just playing some music in the beginning, and then he closed it out, and I closed right. out with a couple more songs at the end. And it was just all, it just happened. And it's yeah. so incredibly beautiful that God has already instilled in me this passion and this ability in music but now I can not take it as, oh, I need to practice. I need to know exactly what I, but I just, I can just show up and just let God do what he's going to do.
Right. You gave space.
Yeah.
And I know that you were talking about that a couple sessions ago about just giving space that the Father shared that with you.
Right.
And I wasn't, here's what's so cool, right? When you go with that mentality of, all right, Holy Spirit, you are mission critical, not me.
Yes.
And we're just, we're going to give space for you, God. It is freeing. I have never felt more free. And the only anxiety I had was, am I going to catch this plane in Atlanta when you have a few minutes to catch this train and the plane?
Yeah.
But that was it. I had a schedule on the wall that said tentative schedule. And I didn't pass them out to anybody. We weren't beholden to any schedule. We were there to allow Jesus to do what he needed to do with each one of us.
Yes.
That's all new. I mean, that's all new for me the last, five and a half years.
Right.
6 years, that's all new.
Yeah. Well, we've gotten so good at planning everything out to a T, having it all figured out. And the sound system has to be great.
Yep.
The video that plays has to be clear. It has to be audible. It has to be, everything has to be so dialed in. And I so just love, like, when I first got here, the church was actually meeting at a different space and they didn't have Wi-Fi there. So they used a hotspot. So sometimes the hotspot was down and it was just like, well, we don't have these things, and we just went on without it. There's no frustration. There's no like getting angry about it. It was just, we don't have it. Okay. Yeah. That's okay. We'll just record it and we'll post it later. And it was just all fine. I loved that approach. I loved the way that they did that, because that's really the journey that I was on. So it was such an encouragement to me to step into a scene that it wasn't, everything's got to be perfect. Like, we want to do things well, and we do them as well as we can. And if things come up, we just kind of deal with it.
There is planning, there is preparation, but it's no longer my merit.
It's not what I'm living for.
Right. And of saying, God, you are mission critical.
Yes. Yes.
That's that positive receiving. And so for me, a stumbling block receiving was not thinking I was worthy. I wasn't worthy of love.
100%.
Not worthy of grace. I mean, it really sounds backwards, but if you were raised in the church and you went to Bible college and you were in ministry, I think it makes a perfect sense.
It does. It does. I mean, I think that's exactly where I was at too. It's like, I just couldn't. I knew it. I knew it was all true. I believed according to what the Bible said.
Right.
But I couldn't receive it for myself.
Yeah.
And I saw people not receive it for themselves and could even call them out and say, oh, they just don't understand the love of God. Yeah, but it's like, I didn't understand the love of God.
No.
Not to the depths that I do now, and certainly not to the depths that I will 5 years from now. Because every part of this journey is a new day to learn more.
Oh, yeah.
And to trust more. I mean, that's the big question that I put up there. First of all, I put this statement down, being enslaved heirs, like we're heirs to the kingdom, but yet we're still enslaved to our false and wrong and the lies, our false thinking and the lies.
Right.
And so it's so sad. I think that's the makeup of so many people that have grown up in the church. So many Christians. They have this incredible gift. They have this inheritance.
Yeah.
But they're still living as if they're enslaved.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, kind of what you were saying. And that's where I'm coming from too, is I had this inheritance. I knew that it was this salvation. I'm saved.
Right.
And so I'm going to heaven.
Yes.
And I look forward to that day when I'm finally free.
Right.
I didn't know
that.
Truly, I'm free right now, the moment of salvation. And so that's the question that I think I threw in our notes.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard to receive? And just like off of what you were saying, I mean, in the world, there's so much hurt. There's so much deceit.
Yes.
Pain. There's so much ugliness. I mean, it's no wonder we walk away from free gifts, you know, because any free gift that the world has to offer is always attached to something.
Always, always.
And so that's the way that people view then any church or evangelist or anything that's out there to say, right. Oh yeah, there's going to be something attached to this. And the reality is, this is what's amazing. What's so amazing is that there is a string attached to God's free gift, but it's eternal life. And it's healing, and it's freedom, and it's victory, it's peace, it's love, it's joy, it's fulfillment. That's what you get. And but it's so hard to receive those things, because if you consider yourself to be filthy and ugly and a sinner,
right?
Those things, right. I don't deserve it.
Right? You put enslaved heirs that were hijacked heirs, and the thing about it is, like, even if I wasn't living as a child of God, I didn't take away every right and privilege that he called me. So just because I was unaware of it and not understanding it didn't mean it wasn't true.
Right.
And that's why I love that word, enslaved heirs. Because we're heirs, but we're not living as an heir. We're still living as a slave, as Paul talks about in Galatians.
Yes. Right. It's so good.
And John Eldridge says this. He goes, when did we begin to lose heart? As you're talking about, when did we begin to lose heart?
Yeah.
The things in life, the losses, the rejections, the betrayals, the abandonments, all those things in life that we carry through. And we begin to lose heart. And so here's so now we're full blown adults, whether we're pastoring or not a pastoring.
Yep.
But we say to someone, hey, why don't you just trust Jesus and be miserable like me? Because that's our life. Yep. We're bitter. We're resentful. We're judgmental. Yep. We're self-righteous. But we know the way to heaven. And so it's like John 10:10, foreign. The full abundant life, that's foreign. We don't understand Christ's life. We So for me, you know, in New Jersey for 18 years, every sermon was, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. So all it was a message of death, burial, forgiveness, believing that, and you get and you get to heaven, and so had no idea how it helped us today, idea how the power of the resurrection actually helped us in our life, and just didn't know it. I was an enslaved heir. So that's a great term.
It is, it's so phenomenal, and the way that Wayne Jacobson says it is that we've covered it. His last chapter of He Loves Me is called Live Loved.
Yes.
Like, just know that you're loved, and to recognize where are you living less loved.
Yeah.
And to just know, and this is where I go to even Paul's teaching that I just chew on these words all the time. Do you not know?
Yeah.
Like, here is the reality.
Yeah.
Know this. Understand this. Pray this prayer. Give me, God, the spirit of wisdom and revelation that I may know. It's in the knowing. It changed. So I would say that for both of us, out of what we've already been sharing, is we generally knew what we have, but we didn't intimately know what we had. We generally know who we are, but we don't intimately know who we are.
Right. And I would say, until I believe it, I actually don't know it in an intimate way.
Right.
Right. So it's sort of like a head knowledge versus belief argument. But how about this? So I just heard a great sermon by John Lynch, our friend John Lynch, who said this. When Paul said, I give up everything for just knowing you, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's at the end of his life.
Right.
Think about that statement. At the end of his life, he's saying, I just want to know you, Jesus. Like there's no, we're moving on to bigger things. We're moving on to like something else. No, this is it. His love, this is it.
Right.
And there's going to be more layers and more depth of trust through life. But we don't move on from it. Like, this is it. This is the sweet stuff of Jesus.
Right. And every day is new, and you're not living on old manna. It's like there's newness of life every single day. I love the way, I think Brett shared it last week in our discussion. He said this to me before, and it makes so much sense to me. He said that entering into heaven is not going to be like, boom, all of a sudden I know everything about God. He's like, I really feel like I'm going to step into heaven when I die. And it's going to be just like today. I learned something new, and it just so gripped me, and I loved it. And then the next day, I stepped into something new, and I learned it.
Right.
The difference with heaven, though, is that there's not going to be flesh. There's not going to be anything hinder me or to hinder the message.
That's right.
And so it's going to be even more beautiful. But every day, it's just going to be just walking in the glory. And I picture it being just like the Garden of Eden. Here's Adam and Eve walking in the cool of the day and just fellowship with God, and just so beautiful. But man, we've been given this eternal life. Not that we're gonna be given, but that it's been given. You have eternal life. And that's a hard one to really accept or to receive. Because man, well, how do I deserve that? So there's so much that we can talk about, and I glory in the fact that we get to work with other people and just walk them into knowing. And I just want to close out with this verse from Galatians chapter 4. I really love this version. I'm sorry I don't know the version that it is, because it doesn't tell me on this little image, but it says this: and so that we would know that we are his true children, God released the spirit of sonship into our hearts, moving us to cry out immediately, "My Father, my true Father." Now we're no longer living like slaves under the law, but we enjoy being God's very own sons and daughters. And because we're his, we can access everything from our Father has, for we are heirs because of what God has done.
Amen.
And there's so much beauty in that. That's Galatians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And so rather than us living as heirs that are still enslaved to our false thinking and the lies that we've come to believe, we can rest in this reality that, no, my Father, my true Father, Abba Father, as is the version I'm used to reading, but just my true Father. I so love that. And just to be able to rest in being an heir and to receive that
as a
reality. And so that's amazing. So beautiful. So that's Let's Talk Life, whatever episode this is, 34 or something. Such a joy. We are heirs to an incredible kingdom, an incredible God who loves me, who loves you. Amen.